Well, in hindsight, I definitely should have dragged her out because her actions when alone in the room cost us the entire holiday. My wife and I got ready to go out, and we left her some money to order some food and told her we'd be back in a few hours. We got a call midway through dinner telling us that we are banned from the hotel and the staff have our stuff, we can collect it when we get back. Turns out that Rachel decided that pizza wasn't good enough, and somehow ended up getting her hands on some mushrooms as well as alcohol. Rachel doesn't do substances, so this was the first thing that caught me off guard. I guess she ended up taking too high of a dose or something because apparently went kinda crazy. She destroyed every bed in the room we were staying in, she broke the mirror, punched a hole in the wall, then ran downstairs only in her bikinis and began yelling at everyone, before slumping down on a couch and throwing up everywhere. She proceeded to pass out, and the medics had to be called. We were told by the hotel staff we should consider ourselves lucky that no charges had been pressed against Rachel. We ended up collecting our stuff and checking into a motel that night. The next morning Rachel sobered up and had the nerve to act like nothing serious had happened, that she got a little carried away. That's all she said about it, not even a lukewarm apology on her end. The thing she was most worried about was the fact that one of her fake nails had come off. Started complaining about the crappy motel we were in and kept asking when we would get to a hotel. When she said this, I completely lost it. I yelled at her, calling her ungrateful and told her she's a disappointment. Her mother tried to step in and defend her, and I lost it on her too, telling her that this is the reason Rachel is such a woman child who would be so lost in the real world. Maybe this is where I took things too far, but I proceeded to take her suitcase from underneath her bed and went outside with it. Rachel followed me out asking her what I'm doing, but I didn't answer. The motel we were at was beside a lake and I proceeded to walk to it. I watched her scream and cry as I approached the lake and it was clear she understood my intentions. Without a second, this suitcase contained all her MacBooks, all her designer clothes, her makeup and nail sets, her skin care, all the materialistic things she holds extremely valuable. Rachel had a meltdown, jumping into the water only to realize she couldn't swim. She was forced to go back, and we had a huge argument about it. Her mother was on her side as expected, and Rachel spent the entire argument incoherently putting sentences together as she was crying. The conversation got us nowhere, no amount of me explaining why I did what I did got through to them. I booked a flight home that day by myself and let them stay in the Bahamas as that's what they wanted to do. I'm currently at the airport. My daughter Rachel and her mother returned a few days later, and when I saw Rachel come back with a new suitcase full of brand new designer clothes, a new MacBook, a new phone just because she wanted one, I knew that it was done right there. I issued an ultimatum to my wife right there and then in front of Rachel, I told her point blank I'm sick of it. Our daughter is useless. She contributes nothing to society, is an entitled and spoiled woman child, suffers from Peter Pan syndrome, and there is only one way this marriage of ours can continue. My wife told me not to bring the kids into marital problems, but I told her our kid was the cause. May I should not have said that, but I was sick of it. Without letting her interrupt me, I issued my ultimatum. Either Rachel packs her things and we send her to a military boot camp, where she finds out that shot really ain't sweet, or we are getting a divorce and she can go live with her mommy who will cater to every need of her, because I am done. I used this ultimatum 3 months ago, and we are currently in the process of a divorce. An animal, and let me even suggesting this shows that I do not love our daughter. I tried arguing that doing this is doing it for her, not to her, but she would not listen. Rachel doesn't talk to me right now, but she is throwing a hissy fit every other day about how she and her mom moved out to stay at her sister's and I'm still in the house. My soon-to-be ex-wife's sister's house is a lot smaller, and from what I gather Rachel despises the fact that she no longer has a king-sized bed to sleep on.